some of your questions if you may have. All right?
Hi, okay. Fred. Fred, thanks so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. You were speaking with Giselle, and she wanted me to get on the line so I could get you the details of the service, you know, how it would work, everything that would be included, answer all of your questions, and then because you are a well-established business, you do actually qualify for reduced pricing. Happy Thursday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's going okay.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and of course, you probably are familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up on the first pages of Google and Bing, right?
I don't see the map, but I just put retail stores in, and I'm trying to find Mayo's.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, I mean, you offer, you know, furniture and flooring services, looks like you
correct.
Do windows, you know, mattresses, area rugs, et cetera.
I do window shades.
Window shades, right, right.
So I didn't see Mayo's come up at all.
Right, and you've been around for a long time, you know, and you deliver
correct.
For free within 50 miles, so anyone in
yes.
your service area who would be needing your services should definitely know that you you're a quality place to go. And obviously, it's our job to make it easier for people to find you. Not everybody knows that you're in the area. They might be 20 miles away. They might be 30, 40 miles away. They might be 50 miles away. And they're looking for some place to get quality furniture or floor
okay.
covering or whatever it is. And right now, when they do that search, they're not finding you. And they should. I mean, obviously, you've got a lot of experience. So we create what's called the off-page optimization. I know you've got a Google listing. I know you've got a website. In fact, I'm looking at your website right now. So the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors for the keywords related to the services and products they provide, they're not the ones that have been around the longest or the one with the biggest company or the one that, you know, do the best job in town. It is, though, the companies that have the right content online that relates to that particular person's search. So we would create content on things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, so that when someone is looking for your products and services, Google knows that you can provide those services in that 50-mile service area. It's going to mean more people calling you, more people going to you, and, of course, more opportunities to provide those products and services. So it is a flat rate. It's a month-to-month service. It's our job to simply make sure that you're getting more business out of being listed on that first page of Google, make it, of course, easier for people to find. You're trying to find your company, right, and you're looking and you're not finding it. Most people are just looking for somewhere to go. They don't even know who to call. So we want to make it easier for you to be found. Now, because you are a well-established company, I'm going to reduce the rate here. This is also going to include a social media campaign, Facebook, paid Facebook ads. Now, normally our platinum package, which is perfect for that 50-mile service area, normally that would run $599. Because you are a very well-established business, I'd actually cut that rate in half. It would just be $299.00, and it would bill once a month for that amount. So it's a flat rate. No matter how much extra work you or business you get from that, it's just going to be that one-time cost per month of exactly $299. So no taxes or fees or anything like that. You're not paying a percentage of your profits, of course. Our job is just to make sure that people know that you're in the area and that you're getting more business from being listed on that first page. It's a digital age. I know back in the day, all we really needed was the yellow pages. It's all we really had. The smart business owners had more A's in the beginning of their name because they knew that we put them ahead of their competitors. Part of that still works the same way, except we don't do our search in the yellow pages anymore. We do it on our smartphone and our computer. So our job is to make sure that, again, people know that you're in the area so that you get more business, and it is a month-to-month service, as I mentioned. It's a position that we're actively filling, Fred. Is that something you would want for Mayo's at this point?
I think it is.
Well, I think you're going to benefit from this because, I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. When we don't know who to call, when we don't know who to go to, we don't know how to spell a word, you know, we just Google it, right? So you're definitely going to get more business from this. You've already got that great looking website. Again, it's just our job to make it easier for people to find that website. Obviously, you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly, what you're listed for and how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search and things like that. Now, obviously the phone number, mayosfurniture.com. Fred, I don't have your last name, and I never do want to assume if it's, you know, related to your business or not, but what is your last name?
LaFerrier.
Could you spell that?
LaFerrier.
IERE. Okay. And then I was looking on the website now for an email address. Now, of course, most of the time your customers call you, they go there. The Fred at mayosfurniture.com. That's a good email address for us to either list for you or for us to contact you regarding your account, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. The hours are still current there, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 11 to 3?
Correct.
Okay, and of course, it's 802 Railroad Street. Now, if you have questions for me, I'm more than happy to answer them for you. I've been with the company myself for almost 12 years. April 17th will be my 12-year anniversary. We've been doing this for over 20 years. We started in 2004. The next step here would be to schedule what we call a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will talk to you for about a half hour, 40 minutes about your business, about, you know, kind of verify information off of your website, verify information that I have here, make sure we know things like a mission statement or a slogan, motto, what's unique about your business. It helps us to make sure that we're branding your company the way you want everything to look when people see it. The other thing that I am required to do, it is because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification, Fred. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service that you can cancel at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, that we are reducing the cost of the service, that the cost of that service is fixed, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. Yeah. I am, however, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
That makes sense.
Okay. Now, the other thing that I'm going to do here, because it is a very well-established business, you already do have a website, I am going to reduce the setup fee. There's normally a $299 setup fee on top of that first month. I'm going to take $200 off of that setup fee. So you're saving $300 every single month, an additional $200 off of that initial setup fee. It's just $398 to get started. And every month after that, it's the exact amount of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up. It is also to the penny. So again, no taxes or fees or anything like that. Now, I do have the voice verification pulled up here, and it does read as follows, and please do feel free to stop me at any time. But it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Fred, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Mayo's Furniture and Flooring.
Okay. And now, is the and the ampersand or the word and spelled out? Because I see it on the website as the ampersand, the symbol for the word and not and. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, perfect. And
the
then
space just works out okay that way.
I like it that way. I think it grabs people's attention. It's a little more eye-catching. And then it says, Fred, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Fred LaFerrier, President.
Okay. And then, Fred, as the president of Mayo's Furniture and Flooring, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Of course. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is month to month. And then it says, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Fred, are you an authorized user on that account?
Correct.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that people know that you are in the area. They may want to try to call you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and
yeah.
from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
I've got a customer I've got to talk to right now, so we're all set with this call right now.
Yeah, that, absolutely. And then how did you want to take care of that initial investment of the $299? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
If you send me a bill, I'll do that.
Okay, so I am going to have to give you a call back so we can schedule your
okay.
follow-up call with your technician. Are you able to maybe just put me on hold and speak with your customer, and I'll be here when you get back? I've got some notes to put in the account anyway.
Sure, we can do that. Just 1 second.
Sure, no problem.
How is
Sorry to hold you up.
Oh, no, that's okay. Not a problem. Like I said, I was entering some notes, and I still do have some more to enter in. That's not a problem at all. So one of the things that we'll do here, and I did get that started, is called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we want to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, current, and consistent. And for that reason, we do ask that you would notify us of any additional, anything new, any online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. So it is, of course, month to month. We just want to make sure that if anything new comes out there, that it is Google compliant, that it is accurate, current, and consistent. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost.
So can you tell me your name and your phone number?
Yeah, sure. And I was going to send that to you by way of email. My name is Paul, and I'm with Local Splash. The phone number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Again, we are not Google, Fred. If anyone calls you and tells you that they are Google for something like this, they would be telling stories. Their pants would be on fire. Although Google does make these phone calls to businesses, you have to have at least 100 individual locations or more.
What is the name of your business again, Paul?
Yeah, I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. It's Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I'm sending you right now a link to the pricing page, which is LocalSplash.com/SEO-packages. Because we are a Google Premier partner, our service area encompasses all of the United States and Canada and every industry under the sun. We have been around since 2004. I've been with the company myself since 2013. Now, I did send you that link. It's a text message. If you can and you have not already, please do put me on speakerphone and open that up. I'd be happy to walk you through a couple of things there. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Fred, are you able to see that?
Local Splash. Click on the link to see the pricing.
Correct, yeah. So if you click on that, it's going to open up the pricing page off of our website. Of course, you can navigate the rest of the website from there. But
yeah.
Obviously, like I said, you're going to be able to track your success. You're going to be able to monitor your reviews, and you will have reviews not just on Google and Bing. We do create, like I said, the content that will get you on the first page, and most of those directories, Yelp, etc., will allow someone to write a review. So all of the reviews that you'll ever have online will repopulate in one place, your tracking and reporting system, so it makes it very easy for you to request reviews or respond to reviews, kind of maintain and manage your online reputation. Like I said, we've been doing this for more than 20 years, a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, but our clients do tend to keep the service long-term because it works. It's profitable. I have clients that have been with me 9, 10 years. As a company, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. Nobody cancels on profit. Now, you can see about the middle of the link I sent out to you, there's a blue tinted photo that says our process, and it outlines a few of the things that we do, especially early on. Right below it is where it says Google Ads Partner and a box that you can click on. It's not copy and pasted off the internet. That little box that says Google Partner with that colorful Google G is our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. And if you click on that box, it will take you directly to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner, and of course that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm, Fred, they do share those changes with us ahead of the time, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to you, we are talking about the Platinum Package, which is perfect for your 50-mile service area, and it is listed on the website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. As I mentioned, I would be reducing the cost of that package on a month-to-month basis from $599 down to $299, and that $299 is a fixed rate. I'm also taking $200 off of your one-time setup fee, so you are saving $500 in that first month, and of course $300 every month that you choose to keep the service. Everything on that Platinum package is included. Yeah, it's just a $99 setup fee, not that $200. You can see the $299 setup fee is for all of our packages. That's for the SEO content creation, all of the destinations and directories that we have to create. Of course, like I said, the NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not, and also for the client interview, which is an important part of that process. But like I said, we're not building out a website here. You've got some online presence that I can see, and I am more than happy to take $200 off of that setup fee. So it's just a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to that very first month. So again, it's $398 to get started. That's less than the cost of the pro package, and then every month after that it's just the $299 for that Platinum package, which is again perfect for your service area. It does have Facebook ads or Meta ads included, and the original $100 that comes with that $599 package is still included in its entirety. Although I reduce the cost of that package by 50%, I'm still keeping the $100 of Facebook ads. Facebook ads are only like 20 or 22 cents per click, so $100 is about 400 clicks. It's a great way to get your website in front of more people, and of course that means more traffic and more opportunities for you to provide those products and services. So like I said, we were doing that voice verification, Fred, and I kind of did just mention part of it, but as I mentioned, it is something that I have to do, get all the way through, and if it still makes sense, we can move forward. But basically where we left off is the part that I was saying before, is that it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. It would bill for $398 with recurring billing on the 6th of the month at the reduced rate of $299. The $299 is an exact amount, and again, this includes content on Google, Bing, all the additional directories, the Facebook ads, etc. Month to month, no contract means you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. And you can also pause it if you end up getting more work than you can take on, or you can pause it for any reason. And of course, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact us by client support, phone, text, or email within 3 days of your billing date, and that's because we are we're closed on the weekend, so at least 3 days before your billing date, which is the 6th of the month. Now, that's actually the entirety of the voice verification. I know it got kind of cut in two pieces with you having to speak with your customer there, but that's okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So like I said, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And would you be available today even for like a 30 or 40 minute phone call? You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can be carrying on whatever work duties you need to do, as long as you can carry on a conversation at the same time. But our technician will want to ask a few questions, kind of the ones that I asked mentioned earlier, and maybe a couple of others. We could actually get you in as early as noon if that works for you. There's also 1 and 2 o'clock. This afternoon there is a 4, 5, and a 6 o'clock. Do any of those times work out for you today for that 30-minute phone call?
Yeah, I'll try for 1 o'clock.
For 1, okay. 1 o'clock is perfect. At noon, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that that call itself is scheduled at 1. I'll also send you a calendar invite to the email on file. That's just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. If I do happen to be in between phone calls right at or maybe a couple of minutes after one when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well just to kind of answer any quick questions you might have, introduce you to your technician, and then hand it over to them. I'll try to keep my phone line open. And then how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? Fred, what works best for you?
Just give me one second. I'm
going to
put on Visa.
On a Visa card. Okay. And is the name on the card your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name and the business. The business is Fred Lefarious Home Decorating, doing business as Mayo's.
Gotcha, on that particular card. And for your name, is it just first and last, or is there any middle initial on there too?
No, first and last.
First and last, okay. And then you said that was a Visa card, right?
Yeah.
That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Fred, I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4802-1326-2989-2855.
And then the expiration month and year?
0528.
05 of 2028. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
545.
So I have 545-545 on the back of the card. And then I've got May or 05 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then, Fred, was the card itself 4802-1326-2989-2855.
Correct.
And then is the billing address of that card the 802 Railroad Street?
Post Office Box 37.
Okay. Is that still in St. Johnsbury with the same zip code?
Correct.
And could you repeat the P.O. Box number again?
37.
P.O. Box 37. Gotcha. So in about a minute or so here, Fred, you're going to receive an automated email. It is, of course, your confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number, which I've already given you. And, of course, it is that 877-635-6225 number, option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. If you want to put my extension on there, it's the same toll-free. My name is Paul Gordon. My extension is 746, okay? And then you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is, of course, Eastern time. You'll also be able to email, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day, unless they receive the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And as I mentioned, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we just went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, Fred, please let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. We do have your client interview scheduled for today at 1 o'clock. I did want to do one more thing here, which is just to add a little bit of extra protection, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. If anyone calls us, Fred, telling us that they are with Mayo's Furniture and Flooring, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And especially
I'll
if you start...
I'll get a grab by the phone.
No problem. I'm happy to hold here for you.
Good afternoon, Mayo's. Hi, Josh. Okay, thank you. Bye.
I appreciate you taking the call during a busy day. I'll get you off the phone in just a second here. Just to confirm, your last name is Lafferiere?
Correct.
Okay. So your options for your security question here, Fred, are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you're born. And then what is the answer?
St. Johnsbury.
Gotcha. Got to type it in twice. But you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I've got an email from local Splash Support.
Yeah, so let me refresh my system and see what has been sent to you, because you are going to get the welcome email. But right now, if you've got one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, if you click on that, it says, Hello, Fred. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Are you able to see that?
I didn't see any of that. Just one second.
I'll take your time.
I'm going through it right now.
Okay.
So I get the invoice.
Okay. So above
$398.
Above the invoice in the body of the email itself, right above where it says thank you from the local splash team, it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on those two words, click here, it's hyperlinked to the local splash terms of experience. So it's everything we just went over in the voice verification. I know you're busy and your phone is ringing. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. We'll also optimize you on Bing because about 1 out of 10 people search there instead of Google. You'll see the long line and a couple of boxes below it. We want you to click both of those boxes, one that you agreed to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you authorize that you're the holder and signer of the card. So click both of those boxes. Fred, in the longer box, we want you to type in, click and either copy and paste or type in your first and last name. The F and the L are capitalized. It's case sensitive. And then if you're on your smartphone, you might need to turn it sideways for the confirmed signature box, the orangish colored longer box, to pop up high enough for you to click on that. But clicking on confirmed
signature. I've got it on my computer right now.
Okay, gotcha. So you should be able issues clicking on that.
I clicked on those two things, but I haven't seen where they ask them for my name again.
If you scroll down just a little bit right below, there's a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign.
Okay. So now, what do I do to sign? Do I just type in my name there?
Yep, type in your first and last name. The F and the L are capitalized, but only those letters. Everything else is lowercase. and then click on the confirm signature box. So that will actually allow us to do that NAPW audit that I mentioned to make sure that everything that's already out there is accurate. And of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service and the setup fee, etc. So it's an important step in the process. If it takes you to another screen, if it asks you maybe even to log into your account, you don't have to do that. Our automated system is thinking that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true just yet. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something for you to track. You'll get a welcome email. Oh, it looks like it already did get sent to you. So just a quick heads up on the other emails that you got. One of them you can basically ignore. The one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It's automated and everybody gets it. You are already Google verified, so you can basically ignore that other one. The other one, though, that says welcome to Local Splash, not only does it have our client support information, as most emails do, it has your login credentials. Now, there's a tracking number for your login. It's the 802 number for your username. I'm going to see if I can change it to your business number.
I just clicked on the Local Splash support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't have to go that next step right now. Like I said, our automated system is prompting you to log into your tracking system. If you do go all the way through it, I am almost certain it will give you a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. We do like to do your client interview first. That way we have all the information that we need to create the right content, and that's when your tracking system goes live. You'll get by text and email in the next day or so confirmation that your tracking system is active. Other than that, I want to be the first to say, welcome aboard. I appreciate your kindness and your patience in taking this phone call. We are looking forward to getting it easier for people to know that you're in the area, helping you to continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everybody goes online looking for the services that they need. I'm excited to work with you. A well-established business like yours, you'll definitely do well with this. And on a personal note, I've appreciated your patience and your kindness, and I do hope that I am in between phone calls at 1 o'clock when our technician gives you that follow-up phone call.
Okay, I'll be ready for that.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Paul.
I appreciate you. You take care, and we'll talk to you at 1 o'clock.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.